You're listening to Martian Gardens, a weekly program of contemporary classical and experimental music. I'm your host, Max Shea. I record Martian Gardens every week for you, 3 hours, from my home studios in Amherst, Massachusetts. In the interest of time, I announce an abridged form of my playlist, which I encourage listeners to read in its complete form at martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. This is episode 868, hour number 3. We start the first hour with music from Philip Mantione from an interactive mechanical sound sculpture that was designed by his wife, the videographer Elise Stefanian, and this is called Drainage Music. We'll hear the last section of it called Dusk. We'll then hear from the ensemble Super Musique from their new CD, Gilles Dupice, and this is music composed by John Ray in 1969, a piece called Tempest, performed in Montreal, April 8th, 2016, by Ensemble Super Musique, directed by Jean Doron and Daniel Pellardy-Roger, which will follow in about 8 minutes after this electronic piece, Philip Mantione and Drainage Music, the section called Dusk. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Martian Gardens. You were just listening to the ensemble Super Musique. That was a piece called A Tempest, composed in 1969 by John Ray, that's R-E-A. And that's from the latest ensemble Super Musique release called J'ai de Piste. And that was the ensemble directed by Jean Derome and Daniel Pallardy-Roger. Music recorded in Montreal, April 8th, 2016. And from Philip Mantioni, a sound artist based in the Inland Empire of California, we heard a piece called Drainage Music, a section of Drainage Music called Dusk. That was music for an interactive art installation with gravity-driven mechanics, sound sculpture, and video created by Elise Stefanian and Philip Mantioni. That was composed in 2004. Electronic music for that art installation. We will hear next music from Natasha Barrett, a piece called Glacial Loop, Microclimates 3, and from John T. Harrison, selections from his composition on 32-track tape called Going Places, Parts 6, 7, and 8. And that's music from recorded from around the world. In our case, it's these selections were recorded in Iceland, Australia, and New Zealand, with the Natasha Barrett piece, Glacial Loop, being part of her Microclimates series, recorded in a glacier in Norway. We'll end after the John T. Harrison selections with a selection from Anaya Lockwood and a sound map of the Danube, which is a 3-CD set reissued in 2008 on Lovely Music Limited. This was music sound recorded in the late 1980s by Anaya Lockwood, and we'll hear just a short 8-minute section from it. Anaya Lockwood, A Sound Map of the Danube, to end the set. Martian Gardens is at the complete playlist for all the details. martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. This is episode 868, hour 3, and you can see you can download all 3 hours of Martian Gardens every week at the podcast hosting site, which is Radio for All. That's radio, numeral 4, radioforall.net. This is Natasha Barrett starting off Glacial Loop, Microclimates 3.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. I would like to welcome you on board the historic Hollandic Phoenix Railway. I look forward to informing you of the points of interest during one of the world's most famous train rides down the Barren Gorge to Cairns. Our onboard staff are here to help make your trip as enjoyable as possible. If there is any way they can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to ask. Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your attention for the following important safety announcement. Please do not place any part of your body outside of the carriage doors or windows. Do not attempt to disembark whilst the train is moving. Do not open any external doors or gates until the train has come to a complete stop. Smoking is not permitted anywhere on the train or at any of our stations. Consumption of your own alcohol is not permitted anywhere on the train. For your safety, do not ride on the gangways which connect the carriages.
Thank you.
That was Anaya Lockwood, and an excerpt from her sound map of the Danube. That was music recorded in the late 1980s and reissued on Lovely Music Limited in 2008 on a 3-CD set. Anaya Lockwood, a sound map of the Danube. Her environmental recordings from along the Danube River, from its headwaters to its delta. And we started with Natasha Barrett, Glacial Loop, Microclimates 3, which comes from her CD on Empreinte Digitale, Bouteille de Klein. And that's music sound recorded in a glacier in Norway. After Natasha Barrett, we heard from John T. Harrison and excerpts from his 32-track tour de force of environmental and human sounds from around the world called Going Places. We heard parts 7, 8, and 9, sounds recorded in Iceland and in Australia and in New Zealand. And then ending with Anaya Lockwood and a sound map from the Danube. The John T. Harrison CD is called Voyages, and that is also on Empreinte Digitale of Montreal. We're winding down the third hour on Martian Gardens. We'll hear some musique concrète from Todd Dockstader. In 1961, Dockstader recorded a piece called Apocalypse, and some of the material he used, he jettisoned from the original piece and then made it into its own separate piece, which he called Two Fragments from Apocalypse. And we'll hear those to wind down the hour. This is music Metal Spring, Switch Arcs, and a Metal Plate. And then the second piece, Generator, Bell Tree, Voice, and Piano. This is a release from 2001, on Starkland Records. Todd Dockstader, and actually 1992, going way back. Todd Dockstader from 1961. This is a piece called Fragments from Apocalypse, and this comes from the Apocalypse CD, again, on Starkland Records. Martian Gardens, the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com for all the weedy details on the complete playlist. This is episode 868, hour 3, and all 3 hours are downloadable from the podcast hosting site Radio for All. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL.net, radioforall.net. Here is Todd Dockstader. This is called Fragments from Apocalypse.
Thank you.